All right.
That's amazing.
Another trivia question for you, Bob, since you're doing so well. Who is in the WNBA finals? It's going on right now. The finals, in fact, there's a deciding game five scheduled for tomorrow.
Really?
Really.
Did I accidentally stumble? Are the LA Sparks in the mix?
The LA Sparks are one of the two teams.
They were forcing this on me during college football, so I know.
Okay, I don't know the other team.
I know all too well.
Is it a Eastern Conference team? I could not begin to guess who the LA Sparks are up against, but I hope Lisa Leslie gets another ring.
Well, number one, it's a team that doesn't have an S at the end of the name.
Is she 50 by now? Uh-huh. Lisa Leslie? Wasn't she like one of the founding mothers of the WNBA? I think so. I think her and Rebecca Lobo is
what?
Were like the... Like they gave one to Los Angeles and one to New York, right?
What do you mean gave them?
Well, when you have franchises, you distribute players in a strategic sort of way to market. You don't think they just have a wide open draft for the rights to Rebecca Lobo, do you?
Just anyone could get her.
Right.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
I don't have any idea, Dan. Why don't you go ahead?
Why don't you do it?
Detroit.
No. You're closer.
I don't have any
idea. I don't know how you're closer. You didn't guess anything. It's the Los Angeles Sparks.
Okay.
Taking on the Minnesota Lynx. L-Y-N-X.
I feel like Minnesota has been building something up there. Like, they're a bit of a power, aren't they?
On the college
football. Well, they're in the finals, Bob. So.
No, I mean, this isn't a Cinderella run.
I heard someone on ESPN say that if this was being done in any other sport, then it would get the respect it deserves, the things the Lynx are doing.
Shut up.
I did.
Dude, I love when they try to do that.
Let's see. Yeah, look at this. Championships for the Minnesota Lynx. 2011, 2013, 2015.
So when you say they've been building something, you mean they've been dominant since they founded the league?
Conference titles for the Minnesota Lynx. 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, and 17, Dan. They've been to the finals 6 out of 7 years.
Here's my question.
Minnesota has finally won something. Congratulations to Minnesota. I mean, once you found out you're not winning.
3 years ago?
Once you found out you're not winning anything and, you know, men's sports.
Dude, AL wild card.
You were able to tackle this.
Don't they have college hockey or something? Don't they do well in that?
You know, I mean, they're no Wisconsin, but they try their best.
And isn't a lynx a spare cat?
A spare cat?
Like, it's kind of a spare animal, right?
I don't know.
It's not a tiger. It's not a tiger. It's not a lion. It's just kind of like a little...
Is it a bobcat-ish?
Bobcat.
I think it's a step under bobcat.
What's a spark?
I think that's just
the
fire.
Los Angeles Sparks.
Think like as you're trying to make fire, you know.
They're not even a fire? Scissoring.
So who's the Michael Jordan of this dynasty?
Well, no, here's my question. I have another question that I think is more interesting than that, Bob.
Is it also about the WNBA?
Hold on. So the Lynx are in a deciding game five. They used to play a 3-game series for the finals, but based on public demand, they now have a 5-game series. They're in a deciding game five tomorrow night at 7:00, facing the LA Sparks.
Okay.
We're not sure where they're playing. They're keeping that under wraps.
Yeah, that way.
All right.
That's not right.
Does anyone in Minnesota know this?
Dude, I promise. In a championship-starved market, I bet you they're the toast of the town.
However, the Minnesota Twins have just backed themselves into the Major League Baseball playoffs, and I would imagine that's all the rage right now, the opportunity to topple the big bad Yankees.
Yes.
They have a 1-game playoff game tonight.
Right.
A 1-game playoff to get into the opening round. I would think that's got the sports attention.
Of course it does. You know, the sports attention that Dalvin Cook's ACL is not taking.
And is that? So here's the thing. Let's call Minnesota.
Right now?
Do you want to call a bar or a tanning salon? I picked it. I got a tanning salon because I figured they got all day to talk, or we could have a bar. We can't call like Potbelly. They'll be busy taking orders and stuff, right?
Yeah, this is a place I just called that sounded like they open at 11 for the early beer.
Should we do a bar, or do you, what do you guys think?
I like the wild card of tanning salon myself.
Want to try Totally Tan?
Totally Tan. Yes, I do want to try Totally Tan.
I believe we're here in, this is around St. Paul. Let's call Totally Tan.
Do you think there's any chance that she says, yeah, the gals from the Lynx are in here all the time?
Well, no, this one's in St. Paul. Oh, I don't even know if they'll care.
Now, we didn't pre-call this, so... Like, Jake pre-called the bar. But I'm doing an RPO. We went up to the line and we saw the bar over here and the tan over here. It looks like the tan is the way to go. So we're going to see...
Vocal fry in three.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Dan McDowell, and I'm calling from a radio station in Dallas, Texas, on the air right now. And we wanted to ask you a question about Minnesota sports. Is that okay? Hello? Did she hang up?
It looks like it's still on.
Hello.
Hey.
So,
what's going on?
Yeah.
Boy, she's panicking. Call the bar.
Yeah, and that didn't sound like a business either.
You think it's just a lady?
Shady. She just owns a tanning bed in her house.
I'm going to try one more tanning.
You guys got backup salon numbers.
We're doubling down on the tanning.
Palm Beach Tan.
Ooh.
In St. Paul.
Classic place.
Is St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
Is it one of the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
The Minnesota Missiles.
Thank you for calling Palm Beach and Grand Avenue. This is Marissa. How may I help you?
Hey, Marissa.
I'm sorry. Where did I call?
Palm Beach Tan.
Oh, Palm Beach Tan. Hi. My name is Dan McDowell.
And I'm Bob.
I'm calling from a radio station in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And we're on the radio right now.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Marissa.
Marissa.
What's up, girl?
Not much. Jeez. How are you?
So,
oh my God.
So we're calling because there's big sports news coming out of Minnesota, and we wanted to take your temperature on that.
I don't watch much news. I don't watch news or sports or anything except for I know the Vikings lost, and that sucks.
The Vikings did lose.
Can we cheer you up with the horn?
Sure.
Okay. You feel better?
It's pretty cool, huh?
Feel a lot better.
How's the tanning industry? I heard the tanning industry was having a rough time there.
Oh, no, not according to me. I'm having a grand old time over here.
Man, you're the best. So how fired up are you about the big game 5 for the Lynx tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm pretty fired up. It should be good. We'll see how it goes.
Who are they playing?
I don't know. Oh,
man. What? This sounds like the partiest tanning salon ever.
How's the baseball team doing?
Are they even playing?
Actually, no. They made the playoffs. They have a one-game playoff tonight against the Yankees.
I suck. You know how invested I am in work? I don't do anything. I just work, and that's about it. I manage this store, so... There's a lot of work going in this one, so
that's a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to? Do you like Windex the bed after somebody lays in it?
Oh God, I'd hope I wouldn't Windex it.
Explain. What do you mean?
I don't know, but we're having fun.
Bye. Have a great day. We use sanitizer, special sanitizer, so you know you're. Sweat and everything, so
yeah.
It's safe enough to use for the next person, yeah. Windex is for windows, not for tanning beds.
Yeah. Dan,
do you tan yourself?
I spray tan, yes.
Spray tan?
Uh-huh.
Safer, right?
Yeah, it's better like for us. Your skin.
Not as much cancer involved
like
in
us.
That.
Just like
oh,
us.
Oh, no. It's all genetic.
Can you get cancer from tanning beds?
It increases chances, but it's probably related to genetics, and it normally skips generations. But if you tend to have, like, moles and stuff, you do want to get those checked regularly if you are exposing yourself. But you do want to use high-end skincare and all that stuff to take care of your skin.
You're saying if my great-grandma got cancer from a tanning bed, then I could?
Potentially.
Because it skips a generation. Or no, my grandma.
Yes. Potentially.
Great-grandma, you're fine.
And that could be any type of skincare. That could be, like, outside. It doesn't necessarily have to be from direct light.
So you know way more about cancer than the Minnesota sports scene.
Of course. This is, like, what I specialize in.
Cancer.
All right, well, we're going to...
Guess what?
We're going to blow this Viking horn one more time, and then we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah, ask her how she feels about Babe the Blue Ox.
Guess what?
Yes.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
Tight.
That's crazy.
Hey, Marissa, can we? If any of our listeners are ever in Minnesota, we want them to stop by Palm Beach Tan in St. Yes. Paul, right?
On Grand Avenue, yes, sir.
The one on Grand Avenue. Are you on Twitter?
I am, but I can't remember what my thing is, but I am on Snapchat.
How old are you?
23. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're already managing a store. That's pretty good.
Correct. This is like running a business. This is not like a tanning salon where you clean beds and check people in. We are customer service based. We're very good.
Happy ending?
Yes. No. What are you No.
All right.
You ever see Fargo?
Yes, I have. Don't tell me I sound like that.
You don't. You sound great.
Good.
All right. We're going to end this. We're going to end this with the horn. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. All right. Bye, all right. Marissa.
All right, bye.
I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Keep her number.
What a delight.
Who needs kid or computer?
It's Marissa from Palm Beach Tan.